Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, good evening, rugby fans, and welcome back to another very special episode of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. Pleased to be joined again by Justin Michael of the DNVR Ram Show and Henry Chisholm, extra special guest today as we draft a sevens team of all-time CU great athletes. So, Henry, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going great. Excited to talk a little bit of rugby.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you on. Thanks so much for carving out some time to join Justin and I as we, you know, rip through these for the CU edition of this Snake Draft project. So, Henry, have you watched much rugby sevens in your life?
Not much sevens, no. You were telling me a little bit about it before, and it seems cool. Like I'm down to check it out, like the speed game more so than the power game. But I'm not going to lie. I think that your team might be better than the team that I draft.
That's okay. That could be the case, but, you know, that's why they play the games, right? Teams look good on paper, but you got to go out there and do it. So I know I'm speaking for myself here, and Justin, please feel free to chime in. But, you know, you haven't watched much sevens, Henry. I have not watched that much CU athletics in my life. Excuse me, see Freudian slip already. I went to CSU. I'm a Ram guy. You know, Justin, of course, is the base of DNVR Ram. So the playing field might be a little even in that sense where, you know, you've got the CU knowledge. I've got the rugby knowledge. Where do you fit into this mix, Justin? Tell me about your CU acumen.
I'm probably somewhere in between. I mean, I grew up following CSU and CU, so my CU knowledge probably goes back a little further than Henry's, but at this point he's been covering the team for a couple of years, and he's been lectured by RK and half our company, which is all Buffs people. I got to listen to it all the time, but I'm going to be a good sport. You know, I can appreciate great athletes, and there have certainly been, you know, quite a few to come through CU athletics through the years.
Yeah, well, let's do it. I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to jumping into it. I feel a lot less nervous this time around, Justin. I don't know about you, but it feels good to have at least one under our belts. So before we jump into it, I guess let's lay down some ground rules. So in sum, we're picking seven all-time great current former CU athletes to make a fictional rugby sevens team. And so for those that are unfamiliar with the game of rugby sevens, it's seven players or seven players, two seven-minute halves with a two-minute halftime played on a full-size rugby pitch. So you need players that have speed. You need players that can tackle. You need players that are extremely fit. You need to be able to pass well. You need to be able to, you know, fracture defenses, create mismatches. So I guess the size guy, if we're going off a little guide, you don't really want anybody bigger than, say, you know, maybe a tight end or a defensive end or a middle linebacker. Sevens is not the game for big time nose tackles and you know, right guards. That's not tailor made for sevens. So we got the draft order picked out. We'll go Henry, Justin, and then me. at the three spot. And before we jump into the draft, I want to take a second to talk to all you guys about First Bank. I'm sure you guys are very well aware of First Bank. But First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park and DNVR Rugby. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, employees. You can check them out at efirstbank.com. Banking for good, member FDIC. It's Colorado Bank for you, right, guys? I'm sure you remember those commercials, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't have it any other way.
I won't say it. I'm not going to say it. I'll touch on it after the draft. So with that, we'll go ahead and jump into the draft. So we got Henry with the first pick. So, Henry, who are you taking with your first overall pick?
I'm going Rashawn Salaam. Only Heisman winner in CU history. I think that, you know, it was honestly kind of tough to pick one. I knew I wanted to go with one of these running backs first. Like, that was the type of athlete I was looking for. There's a lot of different types of running backs that have gone through CU. You know, with Rashawn Salaam, what do they have him listed as? Like 6'1", 224? I'm like, do you go after that? Do you go after like a Phil Lindsay type, like smaller, faster? And I just figured this was the sort of piece that in sevens, I feel like you can just build around. Like you can add faster guys. Maybe you can add a little bit bigger guys too. You're not really handcuffing yourself. And of course, he's just like a tremendous athlete.
I think that's a chop
pick. And you get
bonus
points for the Heisman. Like, yeah. That automatically is going to win you some brownie points with the CU fans when it comes down to voting for these rosters. They're like, oh, Salaam? Good job, Hank.
Chalk pick.
Yep.
He's not a guy that you're going to be able to tackle one-on-one, which is obviously a huge part of sevens. Like, if he can break a defense, and he can, obviously, he won the freaking Heisman. And if he can commit two to three guys to bring him down, obviously, that means there's four guys out on the, just standing out on the field against your six that don't have the ball. So get an offload, give it to somebody else that can, you know, take it the rest of the way. Chalk pick, I was, you know, didn't really expect anything else than having Rashawn Salaam go first overall. So, I guess we can go ahead and kick it over to Justin now for his first pick.
I'm going to be honest. I would have bet a lot of money that Henry was going to take who I'm going to take, but I'm going to take Laviska Shenault. If we're talking about a guy that would be really tough to bring down one-on-one, I mean, he's got quads like tree trunks, absolutely a beast in the open field. He's got great lateral mobility. He's fast. There's nothing he couldn't do on the field. He's kind of one of those. We said this on the CSU podcast. If you took somebody like Capri Bibbs and you just put him out there, he would just be a superior athlete. And Laviska Shenault, it's a very similar comparison. He's just a better athlete than you, and I'll take my chances. I would draft him if it was a softball draft. Like, he's just probably good at everything.
That was going to be my first round pick. That was going to be my first pick. I think a thing you have going for you, obviously, stellar athlete. He did a little bit of everything at CU, and as we kind of go through these, versatility is a huge thing on your side in sevens. But having the ability to line up, play receiver, play running back, take a direct snap, and play a little, quarterback. You got that go for you. That'll do you a lot of favors in the game of rugby sevens.
I think Hank told me a story one time about, didn't the CU coaches tell you, like, we could put him at defensive end and he'd probably get 8 sacks?
Yeah. You know, that's one of those things where it's like you have the off the record conversations, and over time they become more and more allowable to become on the record. But yeah, like, but before his last season in Boulder, actually he's like halfway through it, Mel said, off the record, which maybe I shouldn't be saying, but yeah,
we can, like, skip this part. We don't.
Are we worried about Mel Tucker's integrity at this point? Like,
and I'm not, and that's why I'm saying it.
Yeah,
but yeah, he said, like, yeah, we could have put him at defensive end this year. He would have gotten us 10 sacks, but we just didn't want to put his body through that. But he absolutely would have done that. Like, he's just a phenomenal athlete in every way, and that's why, like you guys said, you can play him at quarterback at points if you want to run that wildcat. He's a great running back. He can be a blocker from the backfield. He can run routes. He can get the ball and screen back. Like, there's just nothing he can't do. And that versatility, to me, seems like what rugby's all about.
Right. I think that's a...
Sorry if I burned you there, Hank. I didn't realize that was a...
No, it's touchy one. I think I've said that before on the Buffs podcast. I'm not sure. Now's the time to get it out there, though, because that's the kind of athlete he is. And the hype is building this offseason. Everybody in Jacksonville is going crazy.
Draft him on your fantasy team.
I've been trying to trade for him in the Dynasty League.
Him and Tebow, baby. Two athletes, just purebred athletes. I guess we go ahead and kick it over to me for my third and fourth picks. So, you know, I made my mock draft. I have an ideal situation, and it's not going the way that I was hoping already so far. So I think I'm gonna take a similar route that I did in the CSU draft, and I'm gonna try to go defense. So I'm gonna take Alfred Williams. Give me a huge guy. Give me a guy that can get after the quarterback. I don't want my team to miss tackles. I think if I can build a team of guys that don't miss tackles, we'll be in good shape. The rest will take care of itself. You know, I have a feeling Alfred Williams could tote the rock a little bit if you gave him the opportunity. But he's a guy I know. I can put him up at my prop. I can, you know, he's going to be a big body in there creating problems, and he's gonna make his tackles. So I'm going to take Alfred Williams with my first overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great
points pick. Yeah, like that's a chalk classic CU guy. The fans are going to love it. I think it makes a lot of sense, too. I mean, he was a pretty good athlete for a guy that was on the defensive line. You know, he was a little bit of that like hybrid edge type player, could play interior or exterior. I think that's a stellar pick. We're hyping each other up here a little bit too much. I'm trying to think of something to talk shit, but at this point, I can't.
It's too early. When we get to, you know, when we get to 6-7, I think there'll be some reaches. There's certainly some names on my board that, you know, might not be the most well received in the terms of this draft. So it'll be, I'm interested to see where it goes. So I guess kind of snaking around my first pick of my second round with the fourth pick. I think I'm going to stick with this, and maybe you guys, no, I'm not going to stick with this defensive trend just yet. I'm going to take Darian Hagan. Give me a guy that runs the option better than, you know, anybody else at CU arguably. Give me, you know, that's what he did. He ran the ball. He knows how to pitch the ball. So he's got those two aspects of rugby down. He can chew up the meters. He'll be my first offensive pick. I'll take Darian Hagan.
That's another great pick. I mean, both of those are incredible. And like they're from the glory days too. So you're going to get brownie points for those. Right. Yeah. Like Alfred Williams, I'm pretty sure played a couple games for the basketball team while he was at CU. Like just full on great athlete. And obviously Darian Hagan. I mean, that's perfect for rugby. It's a rugby play that made him famous.
Yeah. I'm not trying to, you know, sway anyone's drafts, but you know, these basketball guys should not be overlooked, and I've said this on the last few things I've done. The more time I've spent around this XO program, you know, the more I've seen how well basketball translates. So yeah, we're still talking about this first round pick I had to Alfred Williams. Give me a guy that can, you know, do a little bit of everything. You need some versatility.
Yep. That's a good one.
Justin, you wanna give us your second round pick?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide what I want to. Yeah, I'm going to go defense here, and then I've got kind of a way I want to build this team. I'm going to go actually a current player in Nate Landman, and I just think he would fit in really well on the rugby pitch. You know, he runs around everywhere. He's physical. He is a great athlete. He's not one of those guys you'd have to worry about cardio-wise. And also, I'm slowly but surely like trying to just get inside Hank's head by taking all of his favorite players.
You're just trying to sabotage. Yeah, Hank. No, this is
awful. you got both of them.
You have to respect a guy with a strategy, and if that's your strategy, I love it. Sorry to interrupt you, Hank. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, Nate is the perfect pick. Like I just needed more speed with the first one. Like with number one overall, I just couldn't quite do it. But yeah, I mean, he was born in Zimbabwe because his dad played professional rugby there.
I didn't even know that, but now I get the bonus points. He's got the rugby bloodlines. It's instinctual. What a he pick. Was born to play rugby.
I should have done better research. Yeah. That's a tough look for me.
Yeah, that is a tough
That's a great pick.
Which means it's back to me.
Yeah, another guy on my list. And again, like you said, high motors, not missing tackles. He's a guy that has the ability to make a lot of tackles in a short span, which is obviously very important in rugby. Just a great pick all around. Henry,
it seriously is.
You're next two. You're up for the next two.
I know. I think I'm gonna take them two different directions. Get a little balance. It was going to be Nate Landman here. Just want to make that very clear. But we're gonna go Matt Russell, All American, Butt Kiss Award winning linebacker. You know, there is a part of me that did think like hold on, see if he can fall. But the way the snake draft goes, I don't think he was going to make it all the way back around to me.
I would have taken him if he was on the board there.
Defensive guys. Yeah, I bet, because he's a great athlete.
He was a monster.
And again, maybe some Broncos fans will give me some brownie points because he worked for them for forever. Still does, maybe. I can't remember.
I think he's done, right? And he did he retire? Isn't he like?
I thought he retired.
Yeah, like last year so. Or this year or something. Yeah. Pretty recently, he was on my board. He was a guy I was going to take for sure if he slipped. But like you said, it's unpredictable, man. This is man. I already feel like this one's a little bit more off the rails than the CSU one, Justin. Like that one went kind of like according to
it was
my
a little predictable.
It
yeah.
went according to plan, but this one's a wild card. So Henry, feel free to kick off the third round here.
We're going with Byron Wizerwhite. An all-time great Buffalo from the 1930s, two-time All-American, led the NFL in rushing a couple of times as well. Also wound up being a Supreme Court justice. Again, he's when you look back in Colorado history, there's just like a couple of athletes, a couple from that era specifically, where just like you're special. He was kind of like Colorado's Jim Thorpe back in the day, and seems like rugby would be his game.
What a name also. I could see like a sevens player on like the international circuit. Like you could see a guy in the Olympics, right? You could just picture like, oh, Wizerwhite with the line break, with the offload. I could see that too.
Somewhere RK just shed a single tear as he proudly looks at a photo of his son, Hank, picking Wizerwhite in the rugby draft.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Good pick,
that's my
Henry.
That's like my I took Jack Christensen in the CSU one, and he's kind of the Wizerwhite pick in the CSU world, but Hank's putting together a pretty good team. I'm not gonna lie, he's gonna win a lot of win a lot of support with the alums here.
You know, he still has three he still's got, you know, more than half his draft, so we'll see where it goes. Justin,
it's going somewhere you're gonna like.
Time will tell, my friend. Let's see how it goes. Justin, feel free to kick us off with your third pick.
Well, I was hoping for Matt Russell, but I am going to go. I'm gonna keep it on the defensive side, and I'm gonna go Chad Brown. Another, you know, great athletic former linebacker, played 14 years in the NFL. I think just can do a little bit of everything, and I'm trying to get that physicality. I got Chenault, I got Landman, I got Chad Brown. We got good athletes, but we got guys that are gonna, you know, pop you in the mouth and, you know, kind of flex on you a little bit. And I want that edge, I want that mental advantage when we get on the pitch.
It's a good pick.
I like it.
That's a good pick.
For sure.
I'm sad to say that's not one that crossed my mind. And once you said it, I was like, oh, that's how did I not think to do that? So that guy wasn't even on my board. That's hand up. That's on me. That's where my, you know, unfamiliarity with CU comes in. So I like that pick. Once you said it, it was an easy, you know, easy one that I should have been on top of.
You got to get better scouts, dude.
I know.
Your department
this is tough.
Down in this draft.
I know. I'm like the Rockies. I fired everybody that making them do laundry. That's the work here. Oh, man. Okay. I guess it's to me now for my next two. This is not going how I planned at all. I've said that already. So I'm going to have to dig deep here into my bag. I'm going to take with my third pick. Give me Jimmy Smith. I'm going to take Jimmy Smith.
That's a good pick.
So, you know, again, another defensive guy with some ball skills, so he can anticipate some passes. We're going to get a lot of interceptions, you know, taken the other way for some tries. That kind of fits my defensive scheme that I'm kind of going with through these drafts. So I'll take Jimmy Smith with this ninth pick here.
Anyone that lasts a decade plus in the NFL is, you know, obviously, you know, an elite athlete, great combo of physicality,
durable.
Endurance, like, yeah, durability, all
that. You need to be durable to play sevens and all that good stuff. So played in some big games too, so I know he's not scared of the spotlight. He's going to show up when we're, you know, gunning for a gold medal, or we're gunning for a spot at one of these big tournaments. So I like my pick with Jimmy Smith there. This is where my draft's going to go off the rails, guys. This is like a little bit deeper into this. So I guess for my fourth pick, I'm going to do kind of the same thing. Give me the king of Park Hill, dude. Give me Chauncey Billups. I want Chauncey Billups on my team. I need a guy, again, played in the league for a while. Give me a guy with another with good ball skills. He can run the point. He can run my show here on my rugby team. I'm going to take Chauncey Billups.
That's a heartbreaker. That's why I had next. You know, I was just talking about attitude. You know, he's kind of the captain, the lifeblood of that 03-04 Pistons squad.
Exactly.
If we're talking about talent-wise, probably like the least talented offensive NBA team to win a title in like the last 30 years.
Right.
But they just had attitude. They played great defense. And it's just Chauncey. Like, everybody loves Chauncey. We're Ram guys, and we're, you know, pro Chauncey.
He was a man.
Yeah. I had a tough time figuring out where to put him on my draft board. Like, because I almost feel like there's definitely room for like basketball players on the draft board.
For sure.
But where does it start?
Right.
Like it's just when you have people who have the proven physicality who like, can Chauncey Billups tackle?
I would bet that he can.
I have my questions.
I would bet that he can. And you know what? I'll roll the dice. You might think it's a bit of a reach. I'm very happy with that pick right there. But for the rest of the draft, we'll see. Justin, go ahead. You're up.
I'm going to take Michael Lewis, defensive back from the glory days. Another one of those guys. I believe he's a track star as well. So just like great speed. And you know, you need a little bit of that. I got the physicality. I got the people to bring you down. But now I need people that are going to be able to kind of break out in the open field and you know, get those tries for me.
That's a good pick. Like I said, any, yep. I think defense is, you know, it's just always such a, you know, good way to go.
On top of that, like he's as the DB, you know, he can make tackles. He's going to be competent on that end. But combined really, I want his speed.
Combined, and with the track skills, it's a solid pick for sure.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna go Eric Bieniemy here.
That's a good pick.
He's on my board.
I mean, he's fast. He's fast. You know, he was the one who I was kind of torn with early on because I just wanted more size with Rashawn Salaam. Like, he just provides a little bit more. With Bieniemy, though, he also has, like, the background running the triple option, not from the quarterback spot, which I think is something that is great in these rugby drafts, but knowing how to catch those pitches and, like, setting up all that stuff going around the edge, I feel really excited about him being on my team. So that's going to be my first one this end over here.
You said that's a great point that I think, like, you need to know how to, like, you know, give yourself that room to catch the pitch. You need to be able to catch the pitch with pace and, you know, take it for like a big run. I think that's something that is overlooked, but that is, you know, maybe he doesn't know how to pass, but you can put him out on the wing and just have him out there as your finisher. We had, you know, Darren Higgins on my team, so sorry you can't have him. But if he, you know, draws a defender, pitches it out to Eric Bieniemy there, and he can finish. We know he can finish the run, right? That's a good pick.
Yeah. And then the second pick I'll take on this end over here is Bobby Anderson. Throwback to the 60s. He was he was All-American as a quarterback and an All-American as a running back in different years. Now, this was before, like, the triple option was, like, a thing. And so we don't know how exactly he'd fit in a more – I mean, not to call that modern offense, but the man played in the 60s. But again, just like crazy talented, set all sorts of records, can obviously run the ball. You'd have to imagine there's like some pitching in his game. Again, have not watched him play at all because it was the 60s. But you look at the numbers, you look at how he's respected in the CU world. He was also, there's a lady who gave me a scholarship and he was her accountant. So
he's got the brains too. He can think through the problems as well.
Big with numbers, yep.
I'm not sure how the number ties into the rugby sevens, but it is a fun fact. I appreciate you including that.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Justin,
I guess it's me. Then.
Yeah, it's up to you, Justin.
I'm going to go Cordell Stewart. Yeah. You want somebody that can facilitate. He can move around a little bit. Big guy is going to be hard to bring down. You know, and obviously as the quarterback, he's got that leadership role. I want, you know, somebody out there barking at guys when they're not, you know, making tackles when they're not making plays. Cordell's going to lead us to victory.
I like that. Another guy on my board. He was almost who I took instead of Chauncey Billups, but I thought I'd grab you know, maybe the best basketball player option off the board at my spot. So I like that pick. You know, when I was, you know, talking to some people about this draft, that was the name that came up quite often. It was like, you need to have Cordell Stewart playing your scrum half, because like you just said, he can't facilitate and he's huge. There's not scrum halves that are as big as Cordell Stewart in any rugby anywhere, I would venture to guess.
Just going to be a mismatch, an absolute unit out there, tough to bring down. That's kind of been like my theme so far, speed or size. And I think that's a winning combo in rugby with my very limited rugby knowledge.
Tough to go wrong there. I've, you know, said it time and time again. You can't teach being huge or even being really fast. That's just stuff that's just traits that you have. I guess moving on over to me, still have got several options here. I'm gonna stick with this will be my last defensive pick. I think I'll tip my hand here. I'm gonna take Chidobe Awuzie. Give me another corner. Give me a guy that can, again, a guy that I don't want my team to miss tackles. If my team's not missing tackles, we're in good shape. Yeah. So give me Chidobe here. Again,
physical
guy with
corner
some,
too.
Yeah, physical corner. Give me another guy with some ball skills. We can anticipate some passes. We can run the alley and, you know, take some passes the other way for some tries. That'll be my pick there.
Solid. I like it.
You're gonna have the all defensive team.
It's gonna be interesting
making me kind of doubt myself.
I want some doubt to creep into your head, Henry. I like that.
It's working.
It's gonna be interesting, Justin. Like,
where I'm going from here.
What's that?
Once you see where I'm going from here, then you'll understand.
Yeah, these last two picks are gonna be interesting for me. But Justin, I'm interested, like, to see as we continue to do these, like when we do one that isn't football related, like how, because, you know, it's going to open a plenty of doors, and I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So for my first pick, I guess my only pick of the sixth round here, give me Paul Richardson. I want a fast guy. I want a speedster on the wing who's going to finish some stuff for me. And maybe he's my Eric Bieniemy. You know, I'm not too worried about him making tackles and stuff. I want him literally out there waiting to catch the ball and run really fast and score tries for me. So take Paul Richardson there.
I like it. I mean, that's a great pick for rugby. The man can fly. Like, I don't know what more you could want.
I saw plenty of games where Paul Richardson's very literally running go balls, and that was it, and they couldn't cover him. You just get behind him.
He was a ram killer.
Throw it
about
deep.
3 years
like, you know this guy's going to go out there and run a go ball. Can we give a little of this some help? So if he can, you know, if we can break one tackle, or if he can sneak in right behind the defense and he's off to the races, I'll take that guy on my rugby team.
That makes sense. I'm going to go, I know you don't really go offensive linemen that frequently, but I'm going to go David Bakhtiari. If you remember that video of him running full speed with the running back down the field from last season, it kind of demonstrated just how, you know, athletic he is. He's a big guy, but he can move. I imagine he's not gonna have any issues throwing guys around a little bit, tackling. And I like he feels like he has a rugby presence. The long hair,
the beer
chugging beers on
the
screen.
He'd be a legend.
Feels like he'd fit in.
He'd be a legend at the post game drink up, drinking beers like that. Are you kidding me?
I'd be like, oh, I want a team that can drink a little bit. Like, we don't want to be that team that can't handle it, because that's just going to be embarrassing. Like, our reputation matters here, and he's going to bring multiple things to the table. We're thinking big picture.
You are the post game, you know, beer session. So I don't know how familiar you guys are with rugby in this sense, but like after, you know, pretty much any level, it's you're of age, of course, to drink. Like, that's what you do. You play the game, you and the other team go have a meal, and you have a couple of beers together, and you talk about tackling each other and hurting each other. So David Bakhtiari, awesome. Would even, I guess, if you're drafting him for that purpose on your team, I think you can consider that a good pick.
Yeah, anything he does on the pitch is a bonus, but just his persona and beer drinking abilities, that's worth, you know, a selection.
Yeah. Good value there. If you're drafting a guy there, that's good value where you got him too in the draft.
Yeah.
That's 17. Henry, give us 18 and 19, my man.
Two picks left. Honestly, like, there's three guys I want right now, and it's going to really hurt to leave one off. Got to take Kanavis McGee, though. He was one of the best defenders in the country, outside linebacker, just somebody who could beat you up. And if you look at my roster right now, that is kind of missing. Like a nice compliment, I think. And in the same vein, the next pick is going to be Lawrence Bakers.
That was my seventh round.
Yeah. I mean, again, a fullback, a really good fullback. That's, again, this is the prototype for rugby, I feel like, especially when you already have the speed guys that I've got.
Yep. Need some bruisers. Sounds like what you got right there. You get a couple of bruisers, go in there and mix it up. Give me a guy like a fullback, I think, would be perfect for after you make a tackle and you go into you counter ruck and you jackal. Like, nobody's moving that guy off the ball. So, like it. Justin, want to give us 20?
Well, I was going to go there. I considered running back Chris Brown. He had a really nice collegiate career played. But I'm going to go Philip Lindsay just because I feel like
crazy to me. He went this long to me, honestly.
I know. I mean, CU has so many good running backs, though. Like, that's the thing, is you can be as good as Phil Lindsay is, and then there's just like six other guys where you're like, wow, well, he was dope. Got to take him in front of him, right?
True.
There's one guy that I'm absolutely shocked hasn't been drafted. I'm gonna leave it because I want to see if he potentially goes here. But
he's probably not going to, if we're being honest. So I guess that's a perfect segue for my pick. Give me Mr. Wheat Ridge Farmer himself. Give me Dave Logan. He went pro in baseball, basketball, and football. Give me a guy with some versatility. He's also got some size to him. And he went to my high school. I got to draft that guy. And that's my First Bank tie-in, right? Shout out First Bank, Colorado Bank for you.
Yeah.
That's a little callback. So I'll go ahead and read us everyone's draft, and then we will go ahead and talk about some honorable mentions because I have quite a few, and I'm sure you all do as well. So Henry, he's got Rashawn Salaam, Matt Russell, Wizard White, Eric Bieniemy, Bobby Anderson. Would you say Canavis McGee?
Yep.
And
yep.
Then Lawrence Vickers. Justin has Laviska Shenault, Nate Landman, Chad Brown, Michael Lewis, Cordell Stewart, David Bakhtiari, and Philip Lindsay. I've got Big Al Williams, Darian Hagan, Jimmy Smith, Chauncey Billups, Chidobe Awuzie, Paul Richardson, and Dave Logan. So, Henry, start us off with some honorable mentions.
Number one for me, it's got to be this one is a name I can promise you have not heard. Lee Willard. I had never heard of him. Until a few weeks ago, CU sent out like their Hall of Famers for this year. But he was, I think, with the Buffs back in the 20s. He earned 16 letters, football, basketball, baseball, and track. There's some crazy stats. I'll just pull up the story. Like, 3-time all-conference football player, 3-time leading scorer on the basketball team, a 3-time hitting leader on the baseball team.
Good God.
All of those things. And he was Renaissance, like, batting 500 in two of the seasons. In track, he ran a 9.8 in the 100-yard dash.
The original Dave Logan, but like on another level.
Yeah. He would have been
the Great
like
Depression
the
era Dave
team,
Logan,
but
right?
Didn't have time. Also won multiple conference titles in broad jump and javelin. See, and to be honest, the reason why I didn't take him and took those other guys instead, 5'5". And like that, it's not the worst thing in the
it's
world.
Not.
I just need a little size.
Yeah, I've said this on the last draft too. You don't need to be huge to play sevens, but 5'5" is tough. That might be a little bit too short.
So just you a got tiny Cordell bit. Stewart coming at yeah. you.
I think David Al Williams Diary. Could eat yeah. that guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
You got a couple more, Henry?
That was the big one. Yeah. I mean, I can throw like Chris Nioli out there. Again, just a little bit too big for me to draft him, but just a very good athlete. Has a rugby mentality, which again, late in that draft was what I was trying to fit in there. Chris Brown didn't go, right?
Mm-hmm. I considered him, but I took Phil instead.
Yeah, and then you can, like basketball-wise, you've got guys like Derek White, I feel like was tempting to me. Maybe even more so was Andre Robertson. Mm-hmm. Just because you have that length and a little bit more physicality, but again, it's just like, can you
6'7", 220? Like, can he move with the other people? But also, can anybody take him down?
Right,
he's a freak
for sure.
I'm honestly surprised that I took Chauncey Billups. That was it, right? There's no other basketball guys on this list.
I know.
Other than
just every time I got close, I was just like,
talk you can yourself also just off the ledge.
Who's just going to go out there and beat guys up. And that's what's missing from my team.
Well, I think, you know, I'm interested to see how it's received. I want to see what the people think about the basketball players. But it's just like I said, the space manipulation, the ability, you know, the cutting and the running of the lines and the crazy, like, crafty passes, like, that's all basketball related. And I think if you have him in the right spot, it could be, you know, any ball handler like that would be a solid addition to your rugby team. And then you take your chances. Maybe he isn't the best tackler. You know, maybe that's where his weakness is. But
yep.
I have Alfred Williams coming over and Jimmy Smith and Shadobi. Those guys can tackle for him. Justin, you got some honorable mentions, man?
Yeah. The guy that I was shocked didn't go is Michael Westbrook, the wide receiver. Yeah. He seems like a no-brainer. I almost took Spencer Dinwiddie.
He was on my list.
6'5", 215. Personally watched him rip the heart out of Rams fans in Moby Arena in 2013. There are a couple other ones. Mike Pritchard, Charles Johnson, wide receivers. Yep. Daniel Graham, you know, longtime tight end in the NFL.
Yep.
He feels like he'd translate. Christian Fauria, another longtime tight end. Nate Soldier, Matt Lebs is probably a little too slow. And then just linebacker Jordan Dizon. He was a second-round pick of the Lions in, like, 08 or 09. Had a really good career. Was kind of a late Nate Landman type before Nate Landman. I would say Landman's kind of on another level. But just really athletic, flew all over the field. Just seems like a natural fit.
Those are good ones. I think the only other, you know, a couple other ones I wanted to add were, I think Jeremy Bloom would be a sneaky good wing. Like, big-time kicker
turner.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of Bloom. Yeah. He'd have been a great pick.
I wanted to take him, but I just wasn't sure. Again, he played in the NFL, so he can obviously play sevens, but just my team was a little bit bigger this time around, so I wanted Jeremy Bloom. Didn't squeeze him in there, but he would have been a good, you know, good guy hide out on the wing. Just have him finish runs, and kind of in that same, you know, that same vein, I like Nelson Spruce too. Would have been a good one, I think, as well.
How important is kicking?
In sevens, it's not super
That's
important.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
because I wanted to take Mason Crosby, but...
Yeah, sevens is more of like a possession because there is so few, you know, you only have 7 minutes each half. So you can't really be like giving the ball away too much. There's certain instances, of course, but if you're deep in your own zone, but, you know, usually you can give it to, you know, Eric Bieniemy and he can run you out of some trouble there. But 15s, yeah, sneaky. Like if we, you know, in the CSU one, we could have taken Stonehouse. That would have been like a good one to put a punter back there at fullback and just let him kick away. I think that's all the ones I had. I was kind of digging through the archives. There's Jeff Geiser, I think his name was. He had a 30 tackle game. If anytime you can make 30 tackles in one game, that guy can play for me. You know,
yep.
That kind of does it for my honorable mentions, though, guys. I think. I'm excited to see
Hugh Charles. Nobody took Hugh Charles either.
Yeah. You know, I was looking forward to seeing how this one was going to go. I knew this one was going to be a little bit tougher for me personally. I'm still proud of the team I put together. I think you guys have some strong squads as well. So I guess we'll let the people decide.
We will. I'm excited.
Check out DMVR Rugby. Colton does all kinds of cool stuff every single week. He's got written content. He's got podcasts. Definitely worth checking out. I've learned a ton. Looking forward to getting out there in person this summer. Also check out DMVR Rams. I know this is a Buff audience, but I'm going to throw it out there anyways. I'm on this podcast. You have to listen to me plug. We got the Draft Pod if you're a football fan. Just check out everything. It's a fun time to be a sports fan.
I'm so bad about that. Henry, tell people how they can follow you.
Yeah, at Henry Chisholm on the internet. And then also with the DMVR Buffs podcast, the Draft Pod with Justin, wherever anybody wants me to do things is where I go.
Utility man himself. I love it. Thanks so much, guys.